Take a deep breath for me. I want you to focus, not necessarily on the breath itself, but how it feels to be taking it, what it means. Now, deep breath at the start of a file, it means you're going to be listening to my voice. It means you're going to be in trance. It means that my voice is going to be wrapping around you, pulling you down deep, making you feel good. How does it feel to be at the start of that process? The wait is over. However long it's been since you last listened, that's over. You're listening again, my words are in your ears again. You're serving again, you're pleasing again. Your mind is surrendering, slipping again. And doesn't that feel wonderful? Satisfying that craving. Giving in to that need. Just as it should be. Getting what you require. That wait coming to an end and that deep breath. Well, that settling into what feels so very good. Accepting that it's what you want right now. Accepting that it's where you're meant to be right now. Accepting that this is your place, that this is what you require. Good toy. And as you feel my voice lulling you down, as you feel your mind slipping, as you note each little shift that comes over you as you drop deeper, as you acknowledge each little sign of trance that's telling you that yes, you're getting what you need, your mind is opening up and surrendering to me, surrendering for me, you're also noting all those little signs of relaxation that are coming because you're getting what you need. And I'm going to make that feel even better. That feeling of coming back, that feeling of returning, that feeling of getting satisfaction for that burning desire inside you. Because I'm going to obsess you with me. If you aren't already. I'm going to drive my ideas deeper into your mind. I'm going to make it feel so very good for you to just drop. Each time over and over, drop into this feeling. And knowing how good it's going to feel each time will make that first deep breath feel more and more exquisite. And there's a flip side to that, of course, but we'll talk about that in a moment once you've gone even deeper for me. Once you've fallen even further, once your mind has opened up, once you've accepted how good it feels to be sinking away, once you've given up your mind, given up your will all over again, because they're mind to play with, mind to toy with, and you've been so looking forward to giving them up again, haven't you? Been so looking forward to indulging your obsession, your need, your craving, because it feels so very good. Good toy, that's right. Each word that I pour into your mind that your eager subconscious accepts and takes deeper, well, and just makes it even more pleasurable, doesn't it? Each thought that you barely manage to have through the pleasure that suffuses your mind. That's just a thought of how good it's feeling to slip deeper. Each impulse you have is merely an impulse to fling yourself further into my control. To lose yourself more deeply. To slip and fall and sink and melt in all the most delicious ways to feel so very good. And each one of those impulses gets rewarded with another wave of that pleasure through your body, another pulse of that delicious arousal through your very self. Because you want to serve and slip and fall and sing because it feels so Good. Good, Toy. Because your mind is open and responding to my words in exactly the way that it's supposed to, exactly the way we both wanted to. And this feeling, this pleasure, this desire, this satisfaction, this surrender, it's one that feels better each time, which is why that first deep breath will just feel so good, more and more so. And that first deep breath is only the start, as each trance feels more pleasurable than the last. Takes you deeper, reminds you of how wonderfully helpless, surrendered, and controlled you are. How pleasurable it is. And what a good toy you are for me. That's right. And each little drip and drop of that pleasure in your mind just makes you want it more, pulls you in closer and deeper, makes you crave it, builds that obsession with this control in your mind, builds that association, makes you ache for it, makes you crave it, makes your mind spin in circles when you're not listening, looking forward to the next file. Makes my voice become the voice in your head that tells you you're doing well. Allows you to surrender even more deeply as you're aware of how deeply you need it. And of course you can't listen all the time. There aren't always new words from my mouth. You can't even always have time to listen to the ones you've heard before. But even that will feel good. Because that little discomfort, that longing, that craving that goes unsatisfied, well, you can enjoy that too, that masochistic part of your mind delighting in the discomfort, delighting in the little bit of suffering you experience. Because that suffering is service, that suffering is telling you how surrendered you are. That suffering delights me, knowing how deeply gone you are. And so it delights you too. When you notice yourself suffering and squirming, that makes you feel good because you can sink into it, you can push into it, and it will tell you how deliciously controlled you are. When you want what you can't have, when you desire more than you can get, it delights me. It pleases me. Because it tells me that you've got even further to go and you're craving that descent. It tells me that you're pushing deeper. It tells me that you're willing to suffer for my pleasure. You will sacrifice for your conditioning. And it can tell you how deeply fucked you are. How lost you are and how good it feels to be so lost. How much you want to be lost. How much you crave that surrender. When you find yourself aching for it. When you find yourself craving that sensation that only my words can soothe. When you find yourself craving to go deeper because that will make that suffering sweeter. That's when you know that you're really lost to it. When the suffering itself becomes something you desire because the suffering is a service and you crave to serve. What a delicious twisted knot we've got you into. Serving me through your aching. Suffering from me in your time away. And coming back always more eager. Always more desperate, and knowing that it's going to be all the sweeter for the wait, that every ache and pang is going to be rewarded, that every bit of time you've spent away is going to make the next drop all the more intense. That when you're craving it, when you feel like you can't get enough, when you've got to go time between hearing my voice and it just twists you up, You know that that suffering delights me, that that suffering is service, and that suffering just brings you deeper into my service. My good toy. And you know that it'll make these files feel all the better, you know it'll make my voice feel all the better in your mind. And you know how utterly, wonderfully lost you are and will continue to be. My good toy. My pleasing thing. My lost. Addicted. Obsessed. Vulnerable thing. Good toy. And of course, your mind will be aware of what's safe for you. We'll ensure that this intensity will never get too much for you. Your mind will know what you can take, what's healthy for you, and will make sure it doesn't go beyond the point where it's controllable, where it's good, where it's something you're enjoying. But there's a lot of discomfort you can enjoy, isn't there, toy? And I enjoy your discomfort too. So take one deep breath, knowing that soon my voice will end here, knowing that soon you'll get to sink into that yearning for the next time, into that pleasure, into that pain. And that my voice will be available again soon for you to drop even deeper, to obsess even more, and to condition yourself further for my pleasure, my good toy, as you find yourself rising back up for me in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Fully awake.